time for my guest. Always excited when Dr. Lenhardt is here because I learn something, and hopefully you do too, because this is one of the best doctors on the planet, and she's making a tremendous impact here at the station with everything she teaches. So good morning, Dr. Lenhardt. How are you?
Good morning.
All right, let's get right to it. We wanted to talk about stress. So how does a body get into stress mode? How does it happen?
It can happen from anything. Primarily, it's usually the stress of our environment. It's, you know, jobs right now. It's money and financials and the chronic stress, you know. It can be stress from surgery. It can be stress from an illness. It can be stress from over-exercising, you know. So there's a lot of different things that can actually cause, you know, chronic stress on the body.
And what does that actually, when we're in chronic stress, and it seems like we're rolling it more and more lately these days, what effect does that have on our bodies?
Well, you know, when you have elevated cortisol and your body's producing more cortisol, which is the stress hormone, over a period of time, it makes its changes in the system. It changes some of the chemistry in the brain and the way we respond. Post-traumatic stress syndrome actually is a downregulation of that whole system from severe chronic stress. You have things, you know, it changes the way your appetite is because it'll change the hormones that create your appetite. It changes the way your body deposits fat because most of the receptors for cortisol are on the abdominal fat. So your abdominal area starts expanding. So you can end up with insulin resistance. You can end up with, you know, severe depletions of certain nutrients that the adrenals use to create that stress hormone. You can end up with all kinds of, you know, thyroid downregulation.
So then if your cortisol is off or not regulated right because of stress, you'll actually gain weight because of that?
Oh, yeah. People, you know, gain weight under stress significantly. It affects the sleep. It affects the way you digest. It'll shut off your digestive tract. You know, think about when you go up and you have a speech to do and you're super nervous about it. And all of a sudden, you get butterflies in your stomach, you get nauseous and everything else. Well, think about what's happening. That's because that cortisol surge is hitting, and it's actually shutting off your digestive tract.
Ah, okay. So let's talk about this. There's also something you call the cascade for stress eating and carb craving. Is that all connected? How does all that work?
It's very connected. I actually teach my patients this. The stress eating is not emotional eating. The emotion might have caused the stress, but it's the chemical reaction that's occurring. It actually downregulates, you know, a certain hormone called leptin. And leptin is what tells our brain we're not hungry anymore. It increases, you know, cortisol increases blood sugar, so it increases insulin. And insulin actually creates our appetite. And then it increases another hormone called ghrelin. Well, ghrelin, I kind of tell people it makes your stomach growl. You know, that's what it's there for. So you get this increased appetite, you know, and then you can't shut it off because the part of the brain that tells you you're full doesn't work anymore.
So when you're just sitting there and you're eating and eating and eating, that's why. And why is it carbs that people crave? Why is it that?
It's, again, you know, because of the fact that cortisol affects the intestinal tract, it downregulates serotonin production. Most of our serotonin is made in our intestinal tract. And because of that, you know, serotonin is that feel-good hormone in our brain, so to speak, that makes us, you know, real happy, and which is why lower levels cause depression. Well, the way the body kind of fixes it is carbohydrates. Carbohydrates raise serotonin. So your body going to crave carbs to try to self-medicate and get that serotonin back up.
See what I'm saying? Why you have to listen every Tuesday? I had no idea about that. You always teach me something every Tuesday. I love it. All right, so let's talk about the extreme of adrenal fatigue and how that's caused by stress as well.
Adrenal fatigue happens in several different phases. You know, you have the initial phase, which is the acute reaction phase. And, you know, this is where you have that super high cortisol level and it's starting to change everything. Then you start going into more burnout phase, where your body can't produce the cortisol anymore. And then the extreme, where somebody's just chronically fatigued. They hardly can get out of bed. They're severely depressed. You know, these are the extreme cases. So we try to always catch it in that fiery stage where we can settle things down, as opposed to, you know, once somebody's really flatlined their cortisols, it's really hard to get them out of it. Doable, but pretty hard.
Okay, but I know you spend a lot of time with each patient. You really study, do a lot of tests. But something like intense stress that's on the body for a long time, can you just look at a patient and see from maybe the bags under their eyes or something specific, you know right away there's been a stress issue in their life? Is there that much outward sign of it?
There's a lot of outward signs because, again, cortisol also eats up a lot of the nutrients that your body requires for certain things. So their skin's going to wrinkle easier. They're going to look older faster.
Ah.
You know, if somebody turns around and comes to me and they're, you know, 35 years old and they look like they're 45 or 50, then I start wondering what's going on in their system that's accelerating their aging process.
Right. So what are some of the things that people can do to relieve their stress?
Well, again, try to figure out where the stress is coming from. If you're over-exercising, then you might want to change your exercise up a little bit. Do things like Tai Chi or do things like yoga or, you know, I have all my patients switch their heavy exercise into some more relaxing exercises. Don't do heavy exercise at nighttime because, again, if you surge your cortisol at nighttime, you're going to have trouble sleeping and you need to get good rest to recuperate the adrenal glands. The adrenal glands recoup at nighttime while you're sleeping. So if you're not getting adequate sleep, you're never going to recover.
Okay. So really, adrenal fatigue is a big one. In fact, we're going to cover that completely next week. On next Tuesday, we're going to go really into the heart of adrenal fatigue and find out all about that, right?
Yeah, we're going to go over that one.
Okay, we'll go over that one. So you want to go see Dr. Tracy Lanier. Go to her website, peaksofhealth.com. It's a terrific website. You can learn so much there. You can register to be a patient. You can register for one of the upcoming seminars that the doc has. And you can learn a lot more about the things that she teaches us here every Tuesday as our health expert. The medical director of Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center, Dr. Tracy Lanier. Thank you so much, Doc, for coming on every Tuesday and giving me quite an education, all of our listeners as well.
You're welcome.